Let's talk a little bit about hitting. You know, we had a nice home run out of you yesterday, a couple of big RBIs the game before. It's been a pretty good run, June and July. Talk about what you like about the development of Brock Stassi's offensive game.
You know, it's just getting more consistent. Early in the year, I kind of, you know, there's Triple A's a lot different level than Double A, and so there's some adjustability things that I needed to deal with, and worked with Sal really hard on them, and it's been paying off.
What are some of the specifics about the Triple A pitchers that have, you know, provided some more challenges?
Yeah, I would say, you know, you see a lot more off speed in hitters' counts. In Double A, I bet 80% of the time, 3-2, nobody on, lead off an inning, you were getting a fastball, or even in a 2-0, 3-1 count there too. But here, it's kind of like a flip of a coin, fastball or off speed pitch. So that's like the way they pitch. They kind of not necessarily pitch backwards all the time, but it's always kind of keeps you on edge.
This team's kind of funny because we'll face a left-handed pitcher and sometimes have four, even five lefties in the lineup, yet still have a very good, you know, winning percentage, basically a win two out of every three games against the southpaw starting against us. As a lefty, what's the key for you? What's the approach difference like when you're facing a guy from the left side?
I'm trying to stay more up the middle. You know, when I'm going bad, when I'm facing a lefty, I tend to kind of spin off the ball and hook a lot of things. When I can stay up the middle and stay on the ball, I think that that helps me a lot when there's a lefty on the mound. So just trying to keep it simple and not try and do too much when I'm facing a lefty is always big for me.
You know, so you look at your numbers last year in Reading, and of course we were excited to have the guy that was the reigning Eastern League MVP, but I think one of the biggest values you bring has been clutch hitting. A lot of big go-ahead hits here over the last month and a half. You had the 90 RBIs a year ago. What's the mentality when you go up to the plate, and how is it different when there are men on base as compared to maybe when there aren't?
Oh, yeah. My dad was a high school coach. He was my high school coach, and one of the big things that he always talked about was making sure, you know, you want to be that guy when it comes up, when the game's on the line or when there's runners in scoring position. It hasn't been going as well as I'd like it to be, but, you know, it's coming along, and I always want to be in that situation. I think that's half the battle, not being afraid to make a mistake with a guy on and try not to be too selective as well when there's guys on base. So that aspect's starting to come around too, and I'm pretty happy about that.
Would you like to see more people talk about your defense at first base?
I mean, it is what it is, you know. You don't really make it to the big leagues as a good defensive first baseman, so not really a issue for me there. But, you know, I love playing defense, and that's what kept me around early in my career was being able to save some runs and save some errors. Growing up, I always loved watching shortstops take ground balls and make off-balance throws and stuff, but me being left-handed, I'd never be able to play short, so I try and take that mentality over to first base with me.
I'm the same way. I still own one of those little 10.5-inch infielder's gloves, even though I'm a lefty, but let's talk about the shortstop position. Just mentioned it. You saw J.P. Crawford come up last year, struggle initially, and kind of get better in Double-A. You've seen him come up here, struggle early, get better in Triple-A. Talk about, we'll start with the defense first. What do you see from him as a guy that's only 21 years of age?
Yeah, you know, last year was the first time I played with him. I'd always heard, you know, how good he was. And I always forget how young he is because he's really, really mature on the baseball field. And, you know, his defense is very impressive, really smooth, good arm, and just goes about his business not like you'd expect out of a 21-year-old. He comes to the field every day, whether he's 0 for 5 or 5 for 5 the night before, same guy. And that's showing in this stretch that he's putting together here. So it's a lot of fun to watch.
You know, a lot of lineups, you like batting 3 or 4 because they say there's protection behind you. On most nights, this lineup, interchangeable guys 1 through 9, it really doesn't matter where people hit because there's production throughout. Does that help a guy when you're batting 5th or 6th in the lineup, knowing that, hey, look, we've got a string of guys?
Yeah, definitely. We got a lot of team chemistry on this team, and anywhere in the lineup, you know, guy can hit the ball of the yard, so it's a lot of fun, and there's always guys on base, and we've been scoring a lot of runs, so it's always fun, and it's one guy after another. It's a new guy each night that comes through when the game's on the line or something like that. So it's a lot of fun to play on this team, and, you know, whether I'm hitting 4th or 7th sometimes, you know, it's, you know, I know my opportunity is going to be there when I get up there and hopefully get it done for the team.
We're with Brock Stassi, and how's your brother Max doing?
He's doing all right. He's in AAA back home in California, Fresno, and He's healthy and he's having fun. He got off to kind of a slow start, but things are starting to turn around for him.
All right, it wouldn't be an interview with Brock Stassi without talking pitching. You know, everybody's had to do it here recently. It's fun watching you pitch. A, do you enjoy it? I mean, do you really revel in those moments? And are you up tonight?
I hope I don't have to pitch, but, I mean, I don't mind it. It's always fun to get out there and compete, but the next day is always tough to – I think that's why I've had a nice string of DHs, because I had to throw that inning the other night, even though it was nine pitches still. But, no, I mean, it's fun to get back on the mound, see that side of it again, and I enjoy doing it.
Is it a sore shoulder after throwing?
Whole body sore, yeah. Feels like I go through war every time I go out there.
You know, see, I think a double, you getting a win, would kind of ease some of those maladies.
Yeah, that was cool. It was only the second time I've been able to pitch in light when the game's on the line. Usually, all the other times had been, you know, we're down by a lot or up by a lot. So it's fun to be out there and competing in that aspect.
And by the way, Brock became the second ever Pigs position player to get a W following Russ Kanzler from a year ago. Hey, good luck tonight, and let's keep hot into the All-Star break.
All right, thank you.